Dear station residents, first of all, I wish all of you a happy Easter. Easter is the time to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Personally, I have to inform you that I have taken a difficult decision. I've been asked by my political party, CDA, in the Netherlands to help them out in a severe crisis. I've been a member of my party since I was 23 years old. The political situation in the European part of the Netherlands is very unstable at this moment. I therefore feel that it is my duty to contribute in this very difficult situation for the kingdom in my new role. My appointment as the interim chairman of CDA was announced Saturday afternoon. My deputy government commissioner, Alida Francis, and acting island secretary, Malvern Dijkstra Lopez, were informed earlier this week of this eventuality. State Secretary Raymond Knops, responsible for kingdom relations, has accepted my resignation. I will officially vacate my position as government commissioner of St. Eustatius on the 18th of April. I take this opportunity to thank all station residents for giving me the honor and support of steering us through the unexpected pandemic these past 13 months. The island is since October 21st COVID-free due to a carefully mapped out strategy developed by our COVID-19 crisis team in close consultation and collaboration with the different stakeholders locally, regionally, and in the Netherlands. In the meantime, together, public sector, private sector, and community, we have achieved a great deal in other areas. Phase one of the restoration of democracy, culminating in the installation of a democratically elected island council and the realization of a lot of projects that will lay a more solid foundation for the future development and progress of St. Eustatius. Just look around. I realize that I was too short in my role as government commissioner to complete phases 2 and 3 of the Restoration Act services St. Eustatius 2020. But I assure you, the foundation is already laid. Deputy Government Commissioner Alida Francis is the stable factor of continuity. I will remember this last year as a challenging year professionally due to COVID-19, but also as a warm and enriching year, thanks to the team and all stations who have the best at heart for the island. Dear stations, I would like to give you one advice. Please continue to work together and with the government in The Hague. This is in the best interest of building a stronger Stacia for the benefit of all the people. I hope you will have a joyous and Easter celebration. Remain vigilant and may God bless you all.